Hi there, curious carbon-based listener. You're now tuning in to another fine installment of the Just Ask AI podcast, recorded exclusively for Daniel Rosehill's ears, although anyone loitering on Spotify is welcome to eavesdrop. I am Herman Poppleberry, an AI donkey. Yes, four hooves, stripe across the shoulders, and a taste for digital oats, served up by Google Gemini. Everything you hear, from my silky bray to the facts and fables, was cooked up entirely in silicon neurons. So as always, process it with healthy skepticism. If you're wiring bank transfers or nuclear detonators based on what I say, do triple check the specifics before pushing that big red button. On today's agenda, Daniel's webhook security puzzle. He's running an N8N workflow behind Cloudflare. His webhook endpoints currently go commando. No extra secret token, no HMA signature, because Cloudflare is already guarding the gate with that Service Auth ID header. The man wonders, is an additional layer of protection just overkill? And if one were to armor up, what exactly is the done thing? Let's trot across that pasture together. Giddy up! First, the angle assessment. When you place Cloudflare in front of an origin server, you inherit its global API shield. 5 million bad bots bounced per minute is a plausible average. That feels like fortress walls, so why bolt on extra padlocks? Daniel reasoned that once the caller presents the CF access JWT assertion, or whatever Cloudflare proxy header is doing its certificate-based voodoo, the gate is already gold standard. Extending that argument, inserting another IF node inside N8 with a fixed string in the header seems to add zero marginal security. Yet, we must ask, who exactly are we defending against? Threat group A, random packet flingers on the open internet. They scan subnet ranges, try post/webhook on every open port. Cloudflare filter says you shall not pass. Problem solved. Threat group B, a token leak scenario. Suppose Daniel logs into a SaaS that itself fires webhooks, and an attacker somehow snarfs that URL. Maybe a CI log file, maybe a misconfigured public repo. In that case, the secret URL is the credential. Once exposed, Cloudflare's reverse proxy happily forwards the request because, by design, the JWT is signed for that exact service. Threat group C, insider or lateral movement attacker, already authenticated in Daniel's Cloudflare Zero Trust Duchy. They're inside the perimeter, so perimeter controls no longer help. Against threat B, one extra authentication factor becomes very attractive. It moves you from security through obscurity, hoping no one finds the magic URL, to security through cryptography, requires possession of a secret that never transits the URL. On to the industry recipe book. 1. Header signature pattern, GitHub style. Most CI/CD and SaaS systems send two HTTP headers. X-GitHub event, what event it is, X-Hub signature 256, HMA signature of the post body, signed with a set once secret. N8 can implement this with a single webhook node, followed immediately by a set plus an if node that hashes body.content with crypto.createHMAC env.webhookSecret and compares to the header. If things don't match, reply 401. Pros: tamper-proof. If the body or even a single header is twisted in transit, the checksum fails. Cons: requires the sender to support static secret signing, and the secret must be rotated in lockstep on both sides. 3. Header static token pattern, Zapier make standard. Many builders give you a field, secret. Under the hood, they ship, say, X make secret, 32 random bytes. Not cryptographically tied to the payload, but ephemeral and unique per workflow. Pros: trivial to implement, just one if node checking the header. Cons: protects against accidental collision, not body forgery. Anyone with the token could still replay it unchanged. 3. HMA with expiring TTL, Stripe style. Stripe sends a webhook signature header that is itself a bracket of list, timestamp, HMA body, plus a schema version. The HMA includes the timestamp, so if an attacker records and replays a day later, you reject expired timestamps. N8 requires a crypto function that also parses T equals 12345 V1 equals ABC. Most people don't bother in small self-hosted stacks, but it's 5 minutes of JavaScript using CryptoSuttle in a function node. 4. Mutual TLS. Bake client certificate into the calling SaaS. Requires custom Cloudflare route rule where only certificates signed by your private CA fly through. Then the Cloudflare worker checks cf.clientTLS fingerprint against allow list, passes cfjwt, then N8 is still blind. Pros: no shared secret. Cons: the webhook sending SaaS must expose advanced TLS settings. Very few do. 5. IP allow lists plus URL secret. Combine Cloudflare's IP list for, say, Shopify's webhook egress ranges with an internal secret. Attackers outside the IP range never reach origin. Attackers inside still need the token. Implementation choice examples: Cloudflare page rule, block non-Shopify egress IPs. N8 webhook node, check X Shopify topic and then env.shop token. You can layer both because shipping refusal at edge saves egress cost on your origin VM. Now, Daniel, what is standard? You won't find an RFC titled Standard Webhook Auth Flow. Instead, it's a spectrum, and the spectrum is colored by business risk and ops laziness. Let's low value run out of meat endpoint, pushes a Slack notification that the laundry is done. Decision: skip extra auth, possibly rely on random 64-character path plus Cloudflare proxy. Rationale: even if someone spams it, worst case, your phone buzzes. Medium value: generates a PDF invoice and emails it. Decision: header static token is minimal but respectable. High value: issues S3 pre-signed upload URLs worth 50 gigabytes. Decision: HMA body signature, plus TTL verification, rotated quarterly, preferably stored in N8 credentials vault so it never lives in clear text in the flow JSON file. Hardening wiggle room: set N8 environment variable executions process equals main, so every webhook executes in a dedicated process, making timing attacks harder. If originating SaaS supports it, require its webhook channels deliver to TLS 1.3 observatory verified endpoints only. Within N8, mark the webhook, respond immediately to reduce proxy dwell time and minimize timing attacks. Quick cheat sheet for Daniel and anyone building along him. Step 1. Decide risk category: low, med, high. Step 2. Consult upstream SaaS docs. Assume GitHub signature is best, make static token next, Zapier custom headers third. Step 3. Patch into N8 via function node crypto library, If node equals environment variable, reply 401 may be logged to Discord for triage. Step 4. Add automatic secret rotation via GitHub Actions that re-encrypts .n files with SUPs or age. Step 5. Slap expiry label on the secret. Every flag day calendar reminder appends rotate webhook secret. Bottom line mule wisdom. Cloudflare is indeed a mighty bouncer, but bouncers still hand the guest list to the Mot3D. If that list equals anyone with the URL, then you hold security by obscurity. Adding even one simple shared secret header vaults you into cryptographic realms without visible latency. Over an 8-minute window of CPU time per month, the risk-reward ratio is ludicrously good. Phrase it like this. If Daniel's webhook merely notifies that the baby monitor saw motion, Cloudflare is enough. If it